At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. The only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Paint Train Pipe Bomb Productions. I am Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas, and ladies and gentlemen, Chris Jericho has signed a contract extension with All Elite Wrestling. You know, I just cannot say enough how much I adore WrestlingNews.com because there's just always something to talk about, you know? Because just like yesterday, I was strolling through WrestlingNews.com, and much like the way I came across the story about Bobby Lashley pitching the storyline idea about the severe depression, I come across even more news, and ladies and gentlemen, I love it. So for all you pro wrestling fans out there, if you don't know about WrestlingNews.com, you certainly want to give it a try because it's one of the many trustworthy and reliable wrestling news sources that you can use, and you never know what you're going to find, let me tell you. So, with Chris Jericho signing a contract with AEW, quite frankly, I'm not surprised. I think back in 2019, when he was one of the first original signees, he signed a 3-year deal, so we had the feeling it was going to expire this year. But we all knew that Chris Jericho had been happy because lately, I have not seen Chris Jericho say anything negative about All Elite Wrestling. I mean, if anything, it's something minor, but I have not seen Chris Jericho be on a warpath of criticism of AEW. I'm sure there's definitely things that I'm sure AEW is not perfect, and I'm sure there's things that Chris Jericho doesn't agree with, but the bottom line is, you know, Chris Jericho has been super happy with AEW. He likes the program, and you know, for him to sign with a company in the first place and for him to stay with the company, I mean, that must mean that the company is satisfying him. I mean, that would be an understatement, quite frankly. So, you know, as we know, Chris Jericho signed with the company again in 2019. You know, he was the inaugural AEW World Champion, you know, beat Hangman Adam Page so to win the title. So, Chris Jericho signing a new deal like that, you know, it's, you know, it was really honestly a no-brainer. I mean, in AEW's case, you know, recently they signed Jon Moxley to a new 5-year extension, you know, another original AEW original. So, you know, the fact that you got two AEW originals that signed major contract extensions and, you know, like, you know, and also I should mention that Chris Jericho's, his new contract gives him more roles as well as responsibilities. So I should say it like this, that You sign your two major stars who have been here with you through the beginning, okay? And then you give them these major roles. I mean, the company's really taken a step in growing, especially because now the competition with WWE is going to really increase big time now that Triple H is in charge. So now that you got Jon Moxley on a deal where he's going to mentor the young talent as well, and Chris Jericho is going to be doing the exact same thing. You know, he's going to be mentoring young talent, but I'm telling you, but the role for Chris Jericho, it is only just even bigger. I mean, honestly, the roles that he has with this whole new thing, with this whole new responsibility, is just really, you know, again, this is even a no-brainer because you know, Chris Jericho has helped build this company as well. So, and Chris Jericho really has been doing great with the company. I mean, you know, for me, I've been a huge Chris Jericho fan, you know, for such a long time, since I was a little kid. So, you know, I'm glad to see Chris Jericho really have a great time doing what he loves to do. I mean, of course, I'll never forget the story how he said in 2005 he nearly quit professional wrestling, and you know how it, you know, when he came back in 2007. But for Chris Jericho to have responsibilities, he's going to serve as a producer and a creative advisor as well, of again, to mentoring the young talent. I mean, this is absolutely not surprising because Chris Jericho should be a producer. He should have a major role in creative direction. I mean, he should be in a role to mentoring young talent because Chris Jericho, in my opinion, is the greatest professional wrestler of all time. He's a hero to me. Chris Jericho has been a hero to me, and I've said this before, and you know, if Chris Jericho happens to be listening by any chance, which would be a miracle, you know, Chris Jericho, basically, what he did in the professional wrestling ring, it helped soothe pain from what I was suffering at school, you know, being bullied at school, and his promos kind of helped me stand up to bullies. So Chris Jericho has really been a huge part of my life since I was just a little kid. So, you know, so it's good to see that he's still, you know, even at this day and age, you know, at where he is in his career, you know, him, you know, at his age, you know, still going strong, still performing well, still great in the professional wrestling business, you know. In other words, Chris Jericho still has it. He still has it all. So, you know, it's nothing more than a major blessing for me. And, you know, I really think that, you know, with him with these roles, it's really going to help impact the company in such a positive way. Now, him, according to this, him being a creative advisor, you know, I'd imagine that over the next couple of years, you know, he might actually get produced to a higher role in creative. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, Chris Jericho really is getting to the point where in his career, like, you know, he can still wrestle, but, you know, he can really take it to backstage, you know, helping with the creative direction, the running of the company, the day-to-day operations. I mean, Chris Jericho has always kind of been the guy. He can do well in the ring. He can certainly do well, you know, like, you know, performing for the crowd, but he's also perfectly capable of doing well in business perspective as well as, you know, in helping run the companies. So, you know, 32 years he's been in the wrestling business now. 32 years. 32 years and he's still going strong. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, I understand, you know, he's older. He can't really do as much as he did back in his younger days. But I don't give a damn, okay? Chris Jericho still has it. He's still wrestling as great as he's ever been. Chris Jericho is still a hell of a professional wrestler. And there's nothing anybody can say that's going to make me change my mind. And quite frankly, there's nothing anybody can say that can take anything away from Chris Jericho. Yeah, I understand he's in his early mid-50s now. But you know what? Perhaps for Chris Jericho, age is just a number. I mean, come on, we've seen the incredible, you know, how lean he's gone over the past few months. I mean, you know, he's definitely got, you know, you see his physical transformation. We see how in great shape he is, you know, for 52 years old. So, yeah, we can't really complain about Chris Jericho's condition. I mean, he's doing great. You know, and he's still great in the ring. So, you know, he's a huge part of the company. I mean, and you know, he signed an extension. So, there's no argument. So, as we know tonight, actually, according to this, Chris Jericho is going to be defending the Ring of Honor World Championship against Dalton Castle. I know tonight there's a special Tuesday edition of AEW Dynamite, which will take place in Cincinnati. Jon Moxley will actually be defending the AEW World Title against Hangman Adam Page, and you know, Chris Jericho, it's kind of doing that storyline to where he wants, you know, destroy the Ring of Honor and everything. So, anyway, you know, Chris Jericho is actually facing Dalton Castle. And Dalton Castle is actually, you know, a big name in Ring of Honor. You know, he's currently a Ring of Honor World Six-Man Tag Team Champion. He's actually won the title before, so he's in his second reign. But not only that, but Dalton Castle is a former Ring of Honor World Champion as well as a Ring of Honor World Television Champion. So quite frankly, Chris Jericho is facing one of Ring of Honor's finest. So we'll see how that goes. But you know, if we're going back to with Chris Jericho, you know, even Tony Khan, you know, I mean, he and Tony Khan, it's clear that they have just, you know, a major positive relationship. You know, Tony Khan, of course, is the CEO, the general manager, as well as the head of the creative direction for All Elite Wrestling. So for Tony Khan, you know, since he and Jericho have been working together for 3 years, and since Chris Jericho has done a formidable job and, you know, helping, you know, bring the company to the next level, help draw crowds, put up great matches, you know, Chris Jericho, Moxley. I mean, there's so many great talent in AEW that's really, you know, that's really, you know, drawn a lot of money and put butts in the seats. And, you know, and Chris Jericho has been there since the beginning alongside Jon Moxley. And God knows how much, you know, brilliant, unique talent. So honestly, Tony Khan, you know, recently said, you know, had some very positive things to say about Chris Jericho. He said, and I quote, "Chris Jericho long ago cemented his legacy as one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time, and we're fortunate to have his skills, charisma, knowledge, and insights in AEW for years to come," unquote. So, yeah, so really, that's why, honestly, you know, Tony Khan, you know, knows Chris Jericho better than anybody since he's worked with him for 3 years, you know. Having Chris Jericho, you know, have a role in the creative direction, no, I think this actually could be, you know, something huge. I mean, I have confidence in Chris Jericho. I've had confidence in him since I was a little kid. Again, he's been such a positive impact on me, you know, not only in a wrestling fan perspective, but on a personal perspective. Because once again, I'd like to remind everybody that Chris Jericho taught me how to stand up to a bully thanks to his brilliant promos. I mean, this is something I would love to tell Chris Jericho personally if I ever get the blessing of meeting him face to face. I mean, it's not only that, but I want to tell Chris Jericho how much of a positive influence he is on my life. He still is today. How it's been that way since I was a kid. I mean, Chris Jericho is a hero. He's a hero of mine, and nothing can ever change that. So Chris Jericho even had something to say on his own. So to quote him, and he said, and I quote, "I've been with AEW since literally day one. And in the midst of enjoying what is being called a career year for me in 2022, after 32 years in the pro wrestling business, I am excited and proud to announce the extension of my relationship with AEW and the Khan family," unquote. And he further elaborates, saying that, you know, because he's worked closely with Khan, you know, for the past 3 years, he basically considers it a rewarding and stimulating experience, you know, in a creative and professional standpoint. So, and he basically acknowledges that it has reignited his love for professional wrestling. So I guess, you know, honestly, I mean, you know, and he even mentions that, you know, he's unsure that if he would still be wrestling at a high level or even be passionate about the business without AEW. So that kind of seems that, you know, when Chris Jericho last left WWE, which I believe was in 2018, around that time, you know, Chris Jericho worked overseas in Japan. You know, that's you know, when he brought forth the Painmaker. So, you know, it kind of seems like, you know, when he left WWE again, you know, that Chris Jericho was very unhappy and kind of, you know, I mean, especially after how, you know, I'll never forget on Busted Open Radio how Chris Jericho revealed that at one point the main event of WrestleMania 33 was going to be him versus Kevin Owens for the Universal Championship. And Chris Jericho actually said that at one point he was actually booked to win the championship until it was changed. So, you know, that honestly, I'll be honest, that did actually piss me off personally. Because again, we all know, you know, because I have to go through everything about how Chris Jericho is to me. But Chris Jericho becoming the Universal Champion, you know, being in the main event of WrestleMania, I mean, I would have loved it. I would have loved it. And quite frankly, I might be biased because Chris Jericho is my favorite, but I think it would have been a hell of a main event. There's no doubt about it. But then again, the main event was Reigns versus Undertaker, but still. Chris Jericho winning the Universal Championship would have been a lot to me. But it's good to see that AEW has really, in how he just says that, it reignited his love for professional wrestling. So, you know, I'd imagine that if he when, that tells me that when he left WWE, Chris Jericho must have, you know, once again, you know, lost his passion for wrestling. I mean, this is what I would believe, but I'm not entirely sure. But for him to say that AEW has really, you know, been so important to him, I mean, you know, that says something. It really does. So like that. He did officially leave the company in 2018, and of course he went to New Japan, but. But still, you know, the way I'm looking at this source right here, you know, it's saying that, I quote, "I don't think I would still be wrestling at this level or be as passionate about the business if AEW didn't exist," unquote. I mean, that says something. So maybe, I guess when he left, he still had passion because, you know, he went to New Japan and was happy there. So I guess when he left with WWE, he just personally, he obviously was not happy when he left WWE. And he returned to New Japan and then, you know, AEW. So, you know, he's been such a positive impact, you know, since then. So it's good to see that Chris Jericho is still performing at a high level and he's still got a huge passion for pro wrestling. So AEW, that goes to show just how important All Elite Wrestling is to Chris Jericho from both a professional and personal standpoint. So it's only fitting that he signs a new contract and has a larger role rather than an in-ring, you know, far beyond an in-ring talent in the company. So for him, and for him to mentor the young talent, you know, if I'm a young and aspiring pro wrestler, and if I'm lucky enough to get a job at AEW, you know, very early in my career, and I'm being mentored by Jon Moxley and Chris Jericho, I mean, that I would consider probably the biggest blessing in life. I mean, I'm learning. I'm being mentored and I'm learning from two of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time. Two of the biggest names in all, not only in AEW history, but also in New Japan history, of course. And of course, Chris Jericho with WWE as well. I mean, the bottom line is, if I'm learning and being mentored by Moxley and Jericho, I'm learning from two of pro wrestling's finest. I mean, I can't complain, honestly. Oh, man. So that being said, you know, him signing the contract, I knew it was gonna happen, and you know, and Chris Jericho did, you know, take the elaboration to a higher level when he explained, you know, about the responsibilities, you know, to keep AEW like that. So he mentions that over the next 3 years, he's excited about not only just being an in-ring talent, but also, you know, helping, you know, having responsibilities outside the ring, you know, producing, you know, helping Tony Khan with the creative direction. You know, giving leadership, encouragement. I mean, again, you know, mentoring the roster, the young roster. So, like that. And he closed out by saying, and I quote, AEW is a great team, a team that I'm proud to say I'll be part of for a very long time, unquote. So I mean, really, honestly, Chris Jericho just, you know, having a great relationship with the Khan family, having and being happy with AEW. I mean, I'm happy for him, and I'm really happy for Tony Khan as well. I'm happy for All Elite Wrestling, and quite frankly, I cannot wait to see what the future has in store for us. You know, Tony Khan, time and time again, has always just provided amazing surprises, and quite frankly, in the future, not only am I excited to see what Tony Khan has for us in store, but I can't wait to see what Chris Jericho has for us in store. And Chris Jericho, keep up the good work, and I love you, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be it for today. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me, and I'd like to remind you that Ringside Chaos is available to you on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Thank you all again very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me today. And Chris Jericho, if by any freak of luck you happen to be listening, thank you for all that you do. You've been a hero to me since I was a little kid. I can't tell you how much I appreciate all you've done. Good luck to you. And I love you, man. You have a good day, everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.